The U.S. Supreme Court sided with older federal workers today, making it easier for those over 40 to sue for age discrimination. The 8-1 decision rejected a Trump administration position that sought to dramatically limit the legal recourse available to federal workers. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The case was brought by Norris Babb, a clinical pharmacist who's worked for the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Bay Pines, Florida, for 16 years. During that time, she's qualified to practice disease management, see patients, and prescribe medication without consulting a physician. And she's gotten consistently high marks for her performance. But Babb says that beginning about 10 years ago, when she was in her late 40s, she and other women over the age of 45 found they were not getting newly classified advanced positions that paid more money. Instead, the women alleged those jobs went to people in their 30s, most of them men. When several of the women filed age discrimination and sex discrimination complaints, Babb supported those claims, and she contends that, as a result, the VA subjected her to systematic age discrimination, denying her eligibility for promotions, for training opportunities, and she alleged that supervisors made a variety of age-related comments. A federal district court judge initially threw out her case, declaring that Babb had failed to prove that her age was the only reason for these personnel actions. The Trump administration supported that ruling, and in doing so, overrode the position of the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which long has said that if a federal worker can show that age was a factor in denying her a job or a promotion, the worker is entitled to appropriate remedies. But today, the Supreme Court said the Trump administration had been wrong and that the federal law clearly gives federal workers protection from any discrimination based on age. The court said Congress had very deliberately given federal workers more protection than workers in the private sector or those who work for state and local governments. Writing for the court majority, Justice Samuel Alito said that federal law demands that federal personnel action be untainted by any consideration of age. So if age was a factor here, as alleged, the process was not free from discrimination. Babb is entitled to appropriate relief depending on the circumstances. That relief may be back pay and damages, or it may be only prospective relief, like eligibility for promotions and training.
But I think the key takeaway in the case is if there is discrimination, then the federal government has acted unlawfully.
That's Roman Martinez, who argued Babb's case in the Supreme Court in January and faced a lot of skeptical questions, including this one from Chief Justice John Roberts.
So what type of discrimination, any type, let's say in the course of the, you know, weeks-long process, you know, one comment about age, you know, the hiring person who's younger says, you know, okay, boomer.
But in the end, Roberts and every other justice signed on to today's court opinion, except for Clarence Thomas, who dissented vigorously. Also today, the court ruled that police can stop a motorist driving a car that's owned by someone who's had his license revoked, even though the police don't know who the person behind the wheel is. In an 8-1 decision, the court said that unless there's reason to believe otherwise, it's common sense for a police officer to assume the car owner is driving and driving illegally. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.